maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Open House Emma Telfer, and we are celebrating its 10th year. Good day, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Good. 10 years. How does it feel?
It's great to reach this milestone. And it doesn't feel that long ago that we started in 2008 with 8 buildings in the CBD. And now in our 10th anniversary year, we have 200 buildings open across the whole of metropolitan Melbourne. So it's been sort of immense growth within a short period of time.
And it's one of those events that people look out for.
Look, most of our buildings are open access, and we have about 50,000 people that come out across the weekend to go through those sites. We do have a small amount of buildings, maybe about a quarter of the program, where you need to pre-book because there's limited access or security management that needs to happen. And those sites really book out very quickly, within about 40 minutes, which we experienced on Monday.
Yep. And rain or shine on Melbourne's winter season, people flock out to see the buildings.
That's right. Well, it's Melbourne, so I think we're all pretty happy to rug up and get out there no matter what the weather. We don't tend to talk about the weather too much because we don't want to jinx the weekend. but people do rug up and come out, and it's a really wonderful atmosphere in the city because we have about 87 buildings open in the city of Melbourne around the CBD and Docklands. So there's a wonderful energy in the city with all of these people out exploring and celebrating Melbourne.
And through the years, one of the significant changes I've seen is also open house has also changed with the way people live and see spaces, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, I hope we've had some impact in terms of people increased the general public's increased understanding of why design matters in the built environment. The city is rapidly developing as our population explodes. And we're really here as a platform that allows people to learn about what's happening in the city and participate in conversations around what the future of the city will be like and how we can ensure that it remains a livable city for all.
And for some time now, it's been a whole year event instead of just an annual event.
That's right. We've grown from just a weekend event to now having a whole year-round program. We do concentrate a lot of our special events in the month of July, so we feel that we take over the whole month of July with all things architecture in Melbourne. And this year we've had at least sort of 22 special events, including talks, film screenings, walking tours and social events in the lead up to the weekend, which is always at the heart of our program.
This year, I think one of the most significant things that we should look out for is Modern Melbourne.
Yeah, that's a delightful project that we've been running. So it's a series of filmed interviews with our seminal architects and designers who were at the heart of the modernist movement. So we've interviewed Peter McIntyre, Mary Featherston, Daryl Jackson and Graham Gunn. And those filmed interviews live on the Culture Victoria website. And we had a special screening and Q&A at ACME last week with Mary and Peter.
And these are the people that have helped shape Melbourne to become one of the most livable cities, I suppose.
Yeah, yes, they have. They've been really active in architecture and in practice really since sort of the 1950s upwards and, have been responsible for some of our major architectural icons. So Peter McIntyre is responsible for a number of projects, but did design the Olympic Park swimming stadium in around 1956, which is now, I think, home to, I think, a basketball team who use it as a practice court. But it's a wonderful structure down in the Olympic Park precinct. And Daryl Jackson, again, responsible for a number of projects, but probably most famously for his work in the refurbishment of the MCG.
In the past 10 years, what is the most significant change that you've seen in Melbourne in the spaces?
Oh, that's a big question. It's look, I mentioned it before, but the city's really changing pretty rapidly. You know, with the population predicted, Melbourne's population predicted to reach between 8 to 10 million by 2050, the city is going through an immense amount of change to accommodate that many people. So there's a lot of high-rise development happening in the northern end of the city. And also Docklands is maturing now as a precinct. There's been a lot of commercial and residential development in that area, and feels like it now has a better connection to the rest of the city instead of being an isolated zone.
I was going to say, I've been there recently and I was surprised how much has changed and how much life was breathed into the district, isn't it?
Yes. Well, actually, last night we had a talk about the Southern Cross Station. It's the anniversary of Southern Cross, 10th anniversary, like our 10th anniversary. And we had a wonderful panel, and they were just talking about how that project, Southern Cross, has really assisted in connecting the two precincts, so Docklands and the city, and has really you know, allowed a lot of development to happen in that surrounding area, and it has changed, I think positively changed, Docklands, and we're just talking about what the future of Southern Cross will be.
And with all the changes that are coming in with the rail network as well here in the CBD.
Yes, with the Melbourne Metro Tunnel project.
Yes.
And as part of the weekend, we have a special walking tour with the Melbourne Metro Rail Authority. And so it's a surface level tour this year where you get to go and learn about the different sites and the impact that those sites will have on the city. But it's designed that every year we'll almost go another layer underground with the hope to preview the tunnels once they're completed.
And one of the things that I've seen in Melbourne that have changed significantly in the past years is people are learning how to use space more efficiently and intelligently, making use of available light. Every single aspect of the home has changed as well, isn't it? The way we build our homes.
Yeah, it is. We've got a number of residential homes or properties in the program this year. We partner with the Emerging Architects and Graduate Network, and through that we've got 14 houses open that have been designed by Emerging Architects. And I think that they really illustrate that point around improvements to the way that we live and the changes that to the way that we live in this modern life. So I do recommend trying to book in to see some of those houses, because I think they're wonderful examples of smart design in homes.
Do you have a favourite over the 10 years?
That's a really difficult question. I think I have a favourite that I'm yet to see. So this year we're opening St Mary's House of Welcome down on Brunswick Street in Fitzroy for the first time, and I'm really excited to go and see that site. They talk a lot about how the refurbishment of that building has really improved the quality of experience for the people that they work with in that site. So I'm looking forward to getting down there on Sunday to see it in its full glory.
Open House Weekend, the big weekend, is happening on the 29th and the 30th of July.
That's right. It is. It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. And we really recommend that you plan your weekend. It's impossible to see all 200 buildings, but we do hope that people will be able to get around sort of 3 to 4, sometimes 5. So it's worth jumping on the website and looking through the full program, or purchasing a printed program, which we sell through Readings, which gives you all of the information that you need.
Thank you very much, Emma, from the Open House Melbourne, and congratulations on your 10th year.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.